Welcome to Velocity, the Vista Chamber podcast. I'm your host, Vista Chamber CEO Rachel Beld, and it's my privilege to interview the movers, shakers, and change makers impacting our amazing Vista community and beyond. Today, I have a VIP in the hot seat. That's Donnell Hilliard from Kingdom Cuts. Donnell is the owner-operator of Kingdom Cuts on Indiana in downtown Vista. Originally born in New Orleans and raised in Oceanside, Donnell is an Army veteran who's been working the Clippers since he was a teen. Now his shop's bold presence in downtown Vista is making an impact. One so big, Kingdom Cuts was recently named Vista's New Business of the Year at the Heroes of Vista Celebration event. I can't wait for you all to learn more about Donnell. Welcome, Donnell. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you so much. So I want to start first, going way back in time. Tell me about growing up in New Orleans and how did you get started as a teenager working those Clippers? Tell me a little bit about how, did you grow up in a barbershop culture? Like what happened there?
I moved to Oceanside when I was 3.
Oh, so yes, definitely an Oceanside native then.
Stayed here till I was 14 and left here at 14.
Okay.
At 14, my mom gave me a pair of Clippers and said, I'm not going to the barbershop anymore because my parents divorced.
Yes.
Said, I'm not going to barbershop anymore. They look at me like a piece of meat. So she gave me a pair of Clippers. And from then on, I started cutting my hair, my friend's hair, my cousin's hair. And it just kind of grew on me. Did it and cut hair in the Army,
yeah,
in the barracks, kind of save money. And it kind of shaped me into who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Got out of the military and, thought that I was going to try a whole bunch of different careers, driving trucks. And, I worked at grocery stores. I did all kinds of things, trying to figure out who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2005, after Hurricane Katrina, I decided to move back to California, and I tried working at a computer supply store, something like Circuit City.
Okay.
And then I didn't like it and really walked out one day and walked across the street to a barbershop and said, I can cut hair. And he was like, where are you from? I told him where I was from. And he said, you know, I'll give you a shot.
Yeah. And, that's pretty cool.
Had no license, and he just took a shot on me and said, hey, I'll let you go. And for a while I did that and decided that I was going to go to school in 2020 after working for a while, which, mm-hmm, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I worked without a license for a long time, mm-hmm, and ended up getting my license. And then after getting a license, I started teaching. Tried to open another shop, and now that fell through, and now I'm here in Vista, which is probably the best decision I ever made and best thing that ever happened to me.
That's great. So when you walked across the street and you said to that guy, hey, give me a shot, what did you think his response would be? Did you think he would say, go for it? Did you think he would tell you to take a hike? Because I can think of so many times in my life where someone gave me a shot, mm-hmm, right? And then I got to flourish from that. So it sounds like that was really a pivotal moment for you.
Absolutely.
So how did you know that he would be someone that would say yes?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I just walked in and I said, I know how to cut hair. He said, you sure? I'm looking for a barber. If you can fit the mold, I'll absolutely do it. And once I told him my story and where I was from and what happened with Hurricane Katrina, he was like, hey, mm-hmm, come on in. I'll take you in and I want to give you a shot. And for me, I think this whole thing is like a story of opportunity,
mm-hmm,
you know, where taking advantage of opportunities in life that have kind of come my way.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm able to, because of taking those opportunities, I'm able to kind of flourish.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious. You said all the things that happened during Katrina. So I'm curious about what happened during Katrina. I mean, I know what happened in the weather and in the world.
Yeah.
But what happened to you?
My family lost houses and, you know, we were kind of stuck on a rooftop for 3 days.
Wow.
So
that's a lot.
Having gone through a bunch, you know, losing family members during it, it was an epiphany and a pivotal time in my life where I said, hey, look, you know, what do you want?
Right.
And so that kind of told me or led me to realize that Louisiana wasn't the place for me.
Yeah.
I wanted to move out and go somewhere else and, you know, take advantage of the things that I'd known and be, mm-hmm, able to, use the resources that I had already established in California and go from there.
take charge, take the mm-hmm. reins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, good for you for seizing those opportunities and for looking, you know, hey, where's there an opportunity for me and seizing that. So I know you mentioned you had opened a shop before, didn't work out. And so tell me about how did you find your spot in Vista? How did you come to Vista?
I tried this other shop and it didn't work. And one of my customers came to me and said, "Hey, look, Neil, how would you like Vista?" And I really didn't know. I wasn't at the point in my life where I was like, I want to do this again, because it was really fresh a week before. Matter of fact, June 13th of 2022, he came up to me and said, "Hey, what do you like?" Or I take it back. June 2022. The shop, we dissolved our partnership. Mm-hmm. And June 20th, my customer came to me and said, "Hey, how would you think of Vista? How would you like to live, you know, work in Vista?" I said, "I don't know. How would you like to be a customer in Vista?"
Yeah. Would you go there? Would you drive there? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he said, "Yeah, I'd do it. You know, how about I know this person who, you know, owns this building, wants to put something in there and wants to offer an opportunity to somebody. And maybe it's, you know, a good idea for you to talk to her." I sat on it for about a day or two and I was like, "You know what? Let's go talk, because, you know, I really want more for myself. I really mm-hmm. want to establish, you know, myself somewhere and get going." And I came in and, you know, talked to Julie Lowen, and I cried in her office after she told me what she wanted to do and how things, you know, the things that she wanted to, presented the opportunity to me. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's history, because she changed my life. And I just thought that, hey, you know, things like this don't happen to.
I think you changed her life too, though. To an extent. I really do.
We changed both.
Yeah. So tell me about the inspiration for the name Kingdom Cuts. Where did that come from?
Well, I had already had a logo, and, you know, being from Louisiana, you know, the fleur-de-lis is really big to me. It's mm-hmm. like one of those, it's a crest, you know, that says, you know, to me, it symbolizes like royalty. My original logo just had a tiger, which was kind of the Louisiana thing. You know, you got the LSU Tigers.
Yes.
And I really wanted it to be about royalty, right? So the kingdom was one of those things like, okay, this is where everybody roams and what they do, where they're from. And it's not necessarily about, I get asked all the time, is it about, you know, the Bible and, you know, this, that, the other, but it was more so about where everybody lives. This is as, because of barbershop, you think of it as mainly men. So as a man, you know, you have a lion was that creature that said, this is royalty. This is regal. Mm-hmm. And to add the three together, being the kingdom and kings of the jungle, mm-hmm. jungle and Sahara. Once I put them together, it was like, hey, I need to figure out a way to, you know, tell a story with it. And the story became that when men walk into the barbershop, they don't feel so strong, powerful, confident. And when they walk out after a haircut, they feel strong, powerful, and confident to roam their prospective kingdom. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of, it resonated with me. So
I love it.
It just kind of keeps going. You know, everybody comes out and they feel royal and regal once they walk in or once they walk out, you know, because they've been taken care of like a king.
That's awesome. Well, I know when I have a good day at the salon and I leave, I get the hair flip, right? And you're walking a little taller. You feel, you know, it gives you that confidence. I absolutely love the logo and the theme behind it and the story behind it. So tell me about the art. I mean, it's such a bold look. We've never seen something like that in downtown Vista. So where did the inspiration for the mural? Is it a mural? Is it wallpaper? What is
it's
it painted?
A mural.
It's painted.
It's a mural. It's painted.
Who painted it?
B.B. Batistas.
Okay.
And he is from Oceanside.
Okay.
Well, I had been searching for someone to do the mural, and I got referred to him by a couple other people that I knew that he did bars. He did a couple murals in bars and places. Once they ended up telling me who he was and gave me his information, we sat down and we talked for about 3 months about what we wanted, and we kind of went over ideas. And once I came up with the actual logo, I was like, okay, I can separate it into three parts. And I said, okay, I want a lion here, a tiger here, and a fleur-de-lis right in the middle, instead of putting one together. And then he broke my, no, he didn't break my, he went above and beyond everything that I thought he was going to do.
Yeah. That's amazing. When you find the right connection, the right artist takes your inspiration and just runs with it. Gives you something more than you could have ever imagined.
He made it great.
Yeah. It's really, really, really
I wanted a bold stunning. A bold piece that was going to say, hey, look, you know, we're here.
Yeah. And it does. It does say that. It does say that. Okay. So we got to talk about Heroes. Heroes of Vista. It was a fun party. Everyone's having a good time. How did it feel when they said Kingdom Cuts, new business of the year? How did that feel?
I was taken by surprise because I didn't know.
You know,
didn't know it was going to happen. And I really had never been to a Heroes event before. So once it was said, I was like, okay, I'm going to hold it together. I'm just going to walk up and get my award.
Yeah.
I had really sat down the night before and I was like, okay, let me write out a speech just in case I get to write a speech or get to say something.
Yeah.
But ended up getting there and it was, and we had the whole team there. Mm-hmm. So it was like,
you got to share it.
Yes. It's more about them than it is about me. The team is what makes this work. They make everything go. I can't cut every head. And this, I like to say that it's we, not me. Because we all together, it's a group effort. You know, we've accumulated like 130 five-star reviews in a year and a half. And
that's amazing.
That just kind of resonates to what they do and the work that they put in. So it's more about us. And not just me.
Yeah. So what is the best part of the work that you do? What's the best thing?
Given an opportunity. Giving back the opportunity that I was given. You know, I think I've seen so many opportunities in my life and I took advantage of some. But being able to give that opportunity back to other people and other barbers that, you know, didn't necessarily think they would get an opportunity and see them flourish.
Yeah.
You know, see them smile and see them grow and see the change in them as they, you know, they gain clientele and they see how many things and how many things that they can achieve. That's the best part of it.
Yeah. Well, so as you know, as a business owner, there's things that are hard. So what's hard about it? What's hard about owning a business or running a barbershop and Kingdom Cuts?
The hard part is finding people.
Yeah.
Finding people that I can trust, that I believe in, that we have the same values, the same, you know, the same wants in as far as running a business, because when we don't have the same vision, we go in different directions and keeping us all on the same track is hard. But it's a journey and you just kind of got to stay focused and know that things are going to get better. It's only hard for a time.
What are you looking for when you're looking for someone to coach and to mentor? What kind of attributes or skills do you expect someone coming in to have?
Just eagerness to learn.
Okay.
Eagerness to learn. Other than them having a license, I just want them to be able to learn because I have so much to teach after 20 plus years in cutting hair. In educating, I've learned that there are people who want the education, others that don't, and I want to give it to those who really want it. I like to think of the shop as a advanced course in cutting hair because once they get out of school, they haven't learned how to cut hair. They learned how to pass the test.
Right.
So it's
more about safety, cleanliness,
things
like that. The actual craft of cutting hair comes from really learning on the job.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a bit difficult, but you know, just finding them and once I get them and we talk and we, you know, get on the same page and we figure out what it is that they want, then it becomes the fun part. And it's teaching them how to be what barbering is about and it's, you know, the relationship. This relationships with people and building that relationship and being able to maintain it.
Yeah. Well, so what's your specialty? Do you have a specialty in barbering that's your personal specialty?
Personally, I love shaving.
Yeah.
I love shaving. Shaving's one of those things. It's always going to be different because everyone's hair grows different. But
you mean like shaving a face or shaving like the neck or
face, neck, head? Okay. I love holding a straight razor.
Okay. So anything working with a straight razor, that's your jam.
That's
okay.
My thing.
Okay.
But more so than that, I like the environment of the barbershop and just making people feel comfortable, happy, and enjoyable about their experience in the barbershop. You know, I like to laugh and joke and I create a lot of jokes all day long. I play with the barbers a lot. You know, we pick with each other about where we're from and what we do and, you know, our home lives and getting to know people. It's that's the best part about it. And just getting to see them flourish.
Yeah.
You
know? So when you mentioned the straight razor, it made me think about what does an experience, I mean, I don't go to a barber, obviously, but so what's that experience like? What does it include? Like what does the, if you come in to get pampered in your, and you can run your kingdom, how you're leaving pampered, how, what does that experience include?
It includes a hot towel facial after you get your hair cut, or head shave. It includes a bunch of laughs.
Okay.
It includes being comfortable, being the center of attention at that time, mm-hmm. and be pampered, you know, to be able to close your eyes and know that you're taken care of. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that everyone has an experience that they didn't ever have before, because mm-hmm. I like to say people don't know a good haircut until they get one. And giving them that experience that they've never, ever experienced, you know, you want to wow them with walking in, seeing the mural, sitting in the chair, feeling like they are royalty. And it's about making them feel great.
Yeah. Do you find that, you know, like sometimes men have a hard time closing their eyes, being vulnerable, just like relaxing, getting into the moment. Do you find that that's true? Is this really like a safe space for guys to just let it all go?
For the most part, men don't take care of themselves like women do.
Yeah.
You know, women will go into a salon and they'll sit there for 3-4 hours and they just pamper themselves, you know, whether it's getting their nails done, their hair done, you know, they'll sit there and drink some wine and, you know, just kind of relax. And guys don't do that. So what I wanted to do is introduce that environment where guys could. So we mm-hmm. offer whiskey and, you know, they can have an adult beverage while they're in the shop.
Yeah.
They can also have a beer or some water if they don't feel like drinking.
Yeah.
We offer candy for the kids. And it's just something where everybody can come in and just kind of just let go. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going on around you, mm-hmm. And feel taken care of. You know, that it's about being pampered.
Yeah.
And giving that service to people makes them feel like they're happy and they're joyful. They're important. We keep the door open. I say hi to everybody that walks by. You know, I try to.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that, you know,
it's friendly. Definitely friendly. Welcome. Well, and you have such a great smile. I'm sure you hear that often because you have a great smile. And so it's just very welcoming when people walk by and you're like smiling and saying hi. So that's nice. Well, what do you think you want? Is there anything that you want people to know about you or about Kingdom Cuts that isn't obvious or hasn't been talked about? Like, what do you really want people? Because we all want to be understood, right? Yeah. So what do you want people to really understand about you and about Kingdom Cuts?
Kingdom Cuts is just, it's a team. It's a team effort. We all work together, you know, to see that no matter who you go to in the shop, you're going to get the same experience.
Yeah.
Or a great experience. It may not be the same because we're all different, but we try to make sure that everyone gets a great experience, and it's about the service. We want to give everyone that A1 quality service and make them feel royal every time they walk in.
Yeah.
Feel like a special person, no matter what. We're happy. We want everyone to be happy and to spread joy across the whole community.
That's great. I want to know about your team. You've mentioned your team a few times. Mm-hmm. Tell me about a little bit about some of the folks on your team and what do they bring to the table?
Let's see. We have Antoine. He goes by Blims by G on Instagram.
Okay.
He is a military veteran and he is retired. He actually has another job, so he works part-time. He works nights. He has been cutting hair for over 20 years. Kind of like me, started when he was young on his friends and stuff. But he, similar skill set, you know, there's anything I've seen that he can't do.
Yeah.
So we work really well together. We have, you know, because of our age, you know, we're close in age. So we have a great vibe. And he's very meticulous with work. Then there's Rashad. Rashad is a veteran as well. He came in about a year ago, June of 2023. And he's great. He's amazing. Great, great personality, great person, just wants to please people. And that's another one of the things that I like to look for when I look for people. Mm-hmm. And then there's Stephanie. Stephanie came in, when did she come in? July of 2023. And she really didn't have much knowledge of cutting hair, but we worked together really hard for 9 months, and she really caught on well. You know, she sat there every day, cutting hair, watching haircuts, and growing. She worked for 4 months at a chop shop just trying to figure out, hey, how do I do this? Mm-hmm. And she came in and took everything that I've given her and has really been meticulous and paid attention to everything that we've done. And she's off on her own and off and running now.
That's great.
We recently brought in one more guy, Kevin. And Kevin's new, fresh out of school. And we're going to do the same thing with him and teach him and let him grow. You know, that's what I like to do, is bring them in new. Mm-hmm. You know, see them, you know, not necessarily know much, because it's hard to take someone that's been doing something for a long time and, you know, teach them new things. But the new ones, when they don't have bad habits, it's easy to show them the way and show them what I can, or what Kingdom Cuts can help them do.
Yeah. Well, that's great that you're planting these seeds, because they're growing and, mm-hmm. you know, putting down these roots that will really, it's a skill and a craft that will last their whole lives and can really, you know, be influential in their life and in their family. So that's fantastic. Okay. Well, I want to ask you a couple of rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So let's see. Tell me a book that everyone should read, or a book that's important to you.
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
I read it quite often, over and over.
Yeah, it's a good one that for a refresher. It's like you mm-hmm. learn a different thing. It's
every
like
time
whatever
you
the thing
it.
You need jumps out at you,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Awesome. I love that one. Okay. Tell me a song. You always have to turn it up. What's your jam?
It's a hip hop song, and it's called My Moment by DJ Drama.
Okay, it's not brand new. It's maybe like
It's about
like 10 years old?
Roughly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's good. I know it.
Just knowing that, hey, you're waiting on that one moment to take advantage of and do whatever you can do with it, because you never know who's watching.
Yeah.
Or what's going to happen after.
Yeah. I love that. So, it's so similar. I talk about, I always have my hands up, mm-hmm. like what opportunity is going to come and I'm going to be ready to catch it. Mm-hmm. And not just not like necessarily a job opportunity, but just opportunities to like connect with people or meet people. And so I love that song. And I love that's kind of your philosophy too.
Awesome.
Tell me something that inspires you.
To be honest with you, my fiance inspires me.
Yeah.
Watching or knowing that when I met her, I wasn't ready for a business.
Yeah.
And, you know, she kind of helps me. She helps me grow. She helps me see my vision. She helps me see, you know, steady myself and get to where I want to be. You know, I met her in 2021, and by 2022, I was ready to open a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she helped me with my finances. She helped me with my credit. She helped me with, you know, get all things together. And seeing how hard she works to keep our family together. And the things that she does, she's always moving. Oh my goodness. If I need lunch, if I need breakfast, if I need, you know, if I'm at the shop and doing stuff, she's like, oh, what can I get for you? And I'm like, wow,
she takes care of you. You're taking care of a lot of people and she's taking care of you. That sounds like a good deal.
She takes care of our whole family, which, you know, that's an inspiration in itself.
That's great. What's her name?
Megan.
I know we've met, but got to give Megan a shout out. You said fiance, absolutely. So we got to shout her out. Okay. All right. All right. Last thing. Tell me a Vista business that you think deserves a shout out.
Archer's Arrow.
Yeah.
Archer's Arrow. Yes.
It's a great place. Great vibe. Great people.
Yeah. Josh is amazing. We kind of work together in a lot of things. We do a lot of stuff together. We help each other, you know, promote and do a lot of things. So seeing him grow and seeing his business actually achieve the things that he's achieving is great.
Yeah.
We were kind of happy for each other, you know, going into the Heroes event. It was like, okay, if you win, we're going to scream. If I win, we're going to scream.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, seeing each other grow has been great.
Yeah. It was definitely kind of a downtown showdown mm-hmm. with the three finalists for New Business of the Year. And tough competition, but I'm so happy that you won. And it was just really fun to be there and to see the excitement from your team and from you. And to celebrate your well-deserved recognition for being New Business of the Year. So I want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you to our guest, Donnell Hilliard of Kingdom Cuts, and thank you for listening to Velocity. If you like what you heard, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and tell a friend. Help us move Vista forward with Velocity. The Vista Chamber of Commerce is a nonprofit organization that serves as a catalyst for business growth. Visit us online at vistachamber.org.